Blog Talk Radio.
Lately I've been trusting and confessing the wrong things and messing with my head, but you're caressing, release pain, distressing, and instead of concentrating on situations and facing steady peace.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
How y'all doing?
We're doing good. How about you?
Oh, I'm pretty good. my computer went down on me and my phone.
Back up.
Hi.
And the stove went out on us.
Yeah.
There's something else when you got no oven. I ain't never had no stove time. Out of all the years I've been with the stove, this is the first time one went out.
Uh-huh. They don't make them like they used to. Good evening, Auntie Dot.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Go ahead with First Samuel 27 while we wait for others to join in.
Okay.
First Samuel 27. David said in his heart, I shall now perish one day by the hand of Saul. There is nothing better for me than that I should look this nation into the land of Philistines, and Saul shall be spared of him any more, any post of Israel. So shall I escape out of his hand. And David arose, and he passed over with the 600 men that were with him, unto Achish, the son of Maoch, king of Gath. And David dwelt with Achish at Gath, he and his men, every man with his household, even David and his two wives, Ahinoam the Jezreelitess, and Abigail the Carmelitess, Nabal's wife. And it was told Saul that David was fled to Gath, and he sought no more again for him. And David said unto Achish, If I have now found grace in thine eyes, let them give me a place in some town in the country, that I may dwell there. For why should thy servant dwell in the royal city with thee? Then Achish gave him Ziklag that day. Wherefore Ziklag pertaineth unto the kings of Judah unto this day. And the time that David dwelt in the country of the Philistines was a full year and 4 months. And David and his men went up, and invaded the Geshurites, and the Getzrites, and the Amalekites. For those nations were of old the inhabitants of the land, as thou goest to Shur, even unto the land of Egypt. And David smote the land, and left neither man nor woman alive, and took away the sheep, and the oxen, and the asses, and the camels, and the apparel, and returned, and came to Achish. And Achish said, Whither hath ye made a road today? And David said, Against the south of Judah, and against the south of the Yerameelites, and against the south of the Kenites. And David saved neither man nor woman alive to bring tidings to Gath, saying, Lest they should tell on us, saying, So did David, and so will be his manner all the while he dwelleth in the country of the Philistines. And Achish believed David, saying, He hath made his people Israel utterly to abhor him. Therefore he shall be my servant forever.
Amen. Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you for that audio recording, Auntie Dot. Okay, I'll go ahead and do a roll call. I have Brother Hubert, Mother May, Sister Angela, Auntie Dot, Auntie Betty, Brother Daniel, and myself. Did I miss anyone? Amen. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
So this is a day that the Lord has made, so let's rejoice and be glad in it. Amen.
Amen.
We are glad that you all chose to gather here tonight to give God honor and to praise his name. And we pray that you all brought some good news to share. Now, if everyone would bow their head for the blessing of the prayer line led by Mother May.
Dear Lord, in the midst of our everyday joy and pain, struggle and opportunity, grant us the patience to learn discernment. Teach us to listen with the third ear to you and your word. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
And thank you for that blessing, Mother May. With the song, another blessing by Melvin.
Who's at home? Lord, I'm what's going on?
Thank you.
Tonight, I will start out with Auntie Betty. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm coming out of the Book of Psalm 100. It says, shout with joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him singing with joy. Acknowledge that the Lord is God. He made us, and we are his. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gate with thanksgiving. Go into his court with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name, for the Lord is good. His unfailing love continues forever, and his faithfulness continues to each generation. And amen.
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 Thank you for that reading, Auntie Betty, out of Psalms 100. Next, I go to Auntie Dot. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm reading John, verse 1, chapter 1, to 1 to 11. In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and in the life was the light of men, and the light shineth in darkness. There was the true light, which lightened every man that come into the world. So he was the world. And the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came into his own received him not. Amen.
Amen.
Good night, Loretta. Are you got us muted? Hello?
Hello?
I think. You might be having problems. Loretta? I'll just go ahead and see if she's joining us later. I'll keep us going. That was my need that. Mom, would you like to go next?
Yeah. Okay. I'm coming out of 1 Kings 12, 1 through 20. And the subject is the folly of enlarging the people. The range of Rehoboam, the son of Solomon, was pivot. In fact, the first act of office would determine the fate of the kingdom of Israel. The whole assembly of Israel gathered and went to talk to him, asking him to outline his domestic and economic policy. The question presented to the king was simple. How would he reign over the people? They wanted to know because his father had ruled oppressive, giving them labor, work, and high taxes. Rehoboam began well by giving the matter consideration and consulting with the elders. But instead of accepting the words of the wise and private and proven elder, he listened to the advice of his ambitious and immature peers. This seemed like an opportunity for the young king to show himself great among his peers and worthy of such a noble position. He would demonstrate his power to rule over his subjects. However, Rabanim's decision to add to the yoke of oppression and chastise his people with scorpion, causing them to rebel, splitting the kingdom. As a result, only the tribe of Judah remained loyal to the house of David. Rabanim enlarged the people. Rabanim's charge was not indicated of his name. He chose folly, not wisdom. He may have lived up to his name had he remembered what his father had said. I saw that wisdom is better than folly, just as light is better than darkness. Ecclesiastes at 2:13. Instead, his decision to accept bad advice and pay heed to fear pressure in prophecy and accurate demonstrate his people. He lost 11 tribes out of 12. An entire nation was divided, leaving its people bruised and abused. The stumbling block of wrong decision rocked the faith of the faithful. Let us consider carefully the advice we follow and the choice we make. We cannot jeopardize the kingdom because of bad decisions. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey.
You back?
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Kind of. We can't hear you too good.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah. They're coming through.
Okay. Who was that? Mother May that just finished?
Yes.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Okay. All right. Let's see. Angela, any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
I'm going to share with you 7 principles that lead to the blessings of God. The first one is taking time to reflect. We should take time to reflect on our lives, examine our actions and attitudes towards the things of God. Allow the Lord to search our hearts, show us what we are doing that prevent us from his blessings. And this is out of Haggai 5:1-7. Haggai, I need to read that one. I don't think I read that one before. All right, the next one is repent. Prepare self to receive. We must repent our sins because our sins block our blessings. Spiritual gifts can be lost forever, but natural gifts only last for a short while. We're going to fail if we don't repent. So we got to keep it moving by repenting. This is out of Psalms 132:5 and Psalm 51:1-9 and 9-11. The next spiritual blessing is relief. Prepare yourself for releasing the guilt. Once we repent, God has already forgiven us. Don't remember it no more. This is out of Philippians 3:12-15. The next one is recover. We prepare ourselves to recover all that we have lost, the joy of salvation. Review our gifts. Do not remain idle and not utilize what God has. Do not remain idle by not utilizing what God has gave us. Excuse me. This is out of Psalm 51:12. Thank you. 2 Timothy 1-16. And I got a little note here that says, God did not give us a spirit of, I can't read my note. spirit of timidity. Yeah. He gave us a spirit of power. Amen. Okay, I got to write my note better than that. The next one is rearrange. Prepare yourself to arrange things and order in your life. This is out of Exodus 18:12-16 that talks about a multitude of counsel. The next one is renew. Prepare ourselves to renew our minds and rest to strengthen ourselves and become thankful for God. Oh, I can't read my writing. He will enable us to progress with enthusiasm. That's come out of Isaiah 12. So basically it's just saying, just put your hope in the Lord and he will renew your strength. That's the one I know. Rejoice. Time to say yes. Prepare yourself for the receiving of the Lord by rejoicing. Forget about what happened and let it go and release it and rejoice. And this is out of Psalms 13:5-6. Just trusting in his unfailing love.
Amen. Thank you for those seven principles, Angela, and sharing it, comparing it with the book as well. Amen. Let's see here. Brother Daniel, any good news you have to share with the group tonight? Is Brother
Hello,
Daniel
with us tonight? Amen.
Hello. Yes, sir.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, sir.
Hello. Oh, okay, I didn't want to say hello to everybody this week, and I had a little comment about my attendance. There ain't nothing wrong with my attendance. My cooperation might be a little bad, but I just want to say, we made it through another week. Let's do it again.
Amen. Another blessing.
Amen.
Thank you for sharing that, Brother Daniel. I am so lost. Hubert, did you get to read anything tonight?
No.
Okay. So, any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm coming out of Psalms 24. The earth is the Lord and everything in it, the world and all who live in it. For he founded it upon the sea and establish it upon the waters. Who may ascend the hill of the Lord? Who may stand in his holy place? He who has clean hands and a pure heart, who does not lift up his soul to an idol or swear by what is false, he will receive blessing from the Lord and vindication from God his Savior. Such is the generation of those who seek him, who seek your face, O God of Jacob, Selah. Lift up your head, O ye gates. Be lifted up, you ancient doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates. Lift them up, ye ancient doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is he? The King of glory, the Lord Almighty, he is the King of glory. Selah. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that reading, Brother Hubert. And I want to thank everyone for sharing the good news tonight, and we are going to go right into our second shut-in. Is there anyone I need to add or remove from the list?
No.
Okay. Well, we lost a loved one this week, Jimmy Simmons, my brother-in-law. He was a loving son, a brother, an uncle, a husband, a father, and most of all, he was a wonderful person. So if we would take a moment of silence, please. Amen, amen. He will truly be missed. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Now, if everyone would bow their head for the prayer, please. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for all that you do for the Simmons family, Carolyn family, Joseph, Stephanie family, Sister Shirley, Daniel, Trey, Angela grandkids, Auntie Wally, Uncle Dave, Uncle James, Marianne, Louise and family, Kamisha, and anyone else that we're not aware of but stand in the need of a prayer. Father God, we ask that you lift them up in a mighty way, for we know that there is nothing impossible for you. But we declare that all is well in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Amen. Okay, now we have reached the part of birthdays, week of October 3rd through the 9th.
Come on, guys. Oh, Loretta, my grandbaby said they want to sing happy birthday. Come on, guys.
Oh, great. That saved me some trouble because I forgot to look it up. Is
God
there
friend.
Anyone else's birthday outside of yours, Angela?
Outside of me, I didn't even look at that. We have, looks like Leonard Timothy on October the 5th, and then me on October 7th, and it is a significant one. I will be 60, and I'm not going to turn around because I don't want to be 6, but...
I'm blessing.
So,
not even realize how the Holy Spirit just led me to let my grandbaby sing happy birthday. They realized they'd be singing it to me. How about that?
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
All right, let's go. No, come on. Happy. Come on. No, wait, what you got to do? He said he got to do something. Hold on. Oh, he got to get his little stuffed animals to sing with him.
and we need to talk about that sometime you are like 6, okay? We need to talk about that.
All right, y'all ready?
Yeah.
Let's go.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, God bless you. Happy birthday to you.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, you might have a singing group there.
Grandma, you made it. Amen.
Amen.
All right. We finished up the call, okay? Appreciate y'all singing.
Thank you again. Amen, amen. Thank you, grandkids, for singing the birthday song for us tonight.
Amen.
Okay. Amen, amen. Okay, we have reached a part of the program where you can share what's on your heart, more Bible verses, praise report, testimony, song, or poem. And I will start out with Mother May. Any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
I'll pass.
Auntie Dot?
Oh, I pass.
Brother Hubert?
Yeah, I'm coming by the red book.
All right.
The word of God is very clear on asking for wisdom. Wisdom, true wisdom comes from God. Jesus is as wisdom as declared in his word in 1 Corinthians. But of him you are in Christ Jesus, who became for us wisdom from God, and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. God's word to us say to ask for his wisdom. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him. But let him ask in faith, with no doubting. For he who doubts is like a wave of the sea, driven and tossed by the wind. For let no man suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord. He is a double-minded man, unstable in all his ways. So go boldly to the throne of grace through the precious blood of Jesus Christ and ask for wisdom. Call, cry out for wisdom, and his promise to us is that our Heavenly Father will give it to you. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Okay. Thank you for that reading out of the Red Prayer Book, Brother Hubert. Next I have Auntie Betty. Any praise, support, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
I pass.
Okay. Brother Daniel, anything else you would like to share with the group tonight?
I'm going to just say good night and go forward to another week and talk again. And with that, I pass. Amen. God bless everybody.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that greeting, Daniel, and for blessing everyone for the week to come. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
I will go next. I am calling on Traveling Mercy. We will be traveling Friday morning, going to Atlanta. So we're calling on for Traveling Mercy, and also wants to share Bruce's daughter, Jordan, just got engaged. So some good news here.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Okay, next I have Sister Angela. Any praise, support, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
I have a poem, and the title of my poem is called The Path, and it's by M. Duncan. Must I needs walk the path ahead, though clouded it may be, a path encumbered with peril and dread? Is that the path for me? Another step has marked the way, his footprints in the dust. He bids me follow and obey. He calls on me to trust. I follow him whose way is true, and peace and life I found. Unshackled, my life has been renewed. He cut the chains that were bound. I must needs walk the path ahead, illuminated, now I see. This path for which the Savior bled is the only path for me. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for sharing that beautiful poem, Sister Angela. Let's see here. Now we're at the part where we assign parts for next week. Auntie Dot, are you taking on the 1 Samuel 28?
Yes, I do it.
Thank you. Okay, I have an opening for the blessing of the prayer line. Any takers? Anyone would like to bless the prayer line next week?
Auntie Betty.
Thank you, Auntie Betty. Okay, next I have the closing prayer. Do I have any takers for the closing prayer for next week? Okay, between Angela and myself, we will take care of that. Amen.
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 Okay. All right. Is there anything anyone else would like to share with the group before Hubert come to us with the closing prayer? Amen. If everyone would bow their head, please.
Oh, Heavenly Father, we give you all the thanks. We give you all the praise. And you will have all the glory, oh, Lord. Thank you for bringing us together one more time in your name, oh, Lord. And thank you. And thank you for putting food on the table, clothes on our back, and a roof over our heads. Oh, Lord, I'd like to thank you for waking us up this morning, starting us on our way, clothed in our right mind. Oh, Heavenly Father, I hope something was shared today that we can take in throughout the rest of our life this week. Oh, Lord, and we thank you. We give you the thanks, the honor, and the praise. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that closing prayer, Brother Hubert. Okay, next we have our song, which is basically by Hezekiah Walker, and it's Every Praise Belongs to Our God. Amen.
Amen.
Our program for tonight. I want to thank Auntie Dodd for the audio playing of 1 Samuel, Mother May for the opening prayer, Brother Hubert for the closing prayer, and cannot forget Angela for all the worship songs that she supplies us with weekly. Amen.
Amen.
I would like to thank everyone for stepping up, taking on parts and helping us out with this program. We love you and we appreciate you all. And we pray that there was something shared that will help us through our week. Remember to put God first in all that you do, and he will direct your path. God loves you and so do we. Everyone have a blessed week. And remember to pray daily, morning, noon, and night. Amen.
Amen.
We love you all. Have a blessed night.
Love you all.
Hello,
hello.
Good night.
Yes, yes, Daniel.
For y'all go, when y'all supposed to get about the President of the Teams Award?
What?
I got to wait for January. President of the Teams.
I'm not understanding.
I think he said
my favorite. My favorite attendance award.
Attendance award. Oh.
Yeah, man. Y'all, what do you mean?
It's in the mail, Daniel. All right, everybody have a blessed week. We love you all.
Okay. Good night.
Okay, love you all too. Good night.
Good night.
Thank you, guys, for bringing the
that was so time. I didn't think about it being my birthday, and I got my grandbaby seen. The Holy Spirit knew how to take care of me, and I didn't even know. That was so cute.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys. Y'all know I love you. Little man, I'm asleep.
got my phone up?
No.